This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of media issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Let's talk today about a study from the Pew Research Center, which reported that within the last couple of weeks, Americans were following the presidential campaign more closely on nearly every news platform than they were earlier in the year, including print newspapers. The biggest gains came on the internet, both to the websites of traditional news sources and those native to the web. I think the stat that stood out most for me is that about 1 in 10 Americans regularly get news from comedy programs such as The Daily Show, Saturday Night Live, or The Tonight Show, and that's now on par with public radio and national newspapers.
This did not surprise me too much. I think there is some value in getting some election news from The Daily Show and like the Colbert Report. As we were talking earlier, Stephen Colbert has made a cause of forming his own super PAC to bring attention to the huge amounts of money pouring into political campaigns this season.
And this is something you show to your classes, Lisa?
I showed a clip of that, of those shows. Actually, the clip was shown on a Bill Moyers program that aired on public television about super PACs.
And what did Stephen Colbert do that stood out?
Well, in the process of forming his own super PAC, he was not only the director of it, but he was the whole board of directors, and he just showed how you can have a secret 501c4, I think it's called, that can pour unlimited amounts of money into the super PAC. So he was highlighting how, you know, he was making a point about how you can have people you don't know contributing huge amounts of money to the campaigns of the presidential candidates.
Yeah, I don't know if any serious reporters have done reports on it, and I'm sure they have. But it's interesting how it really sticks with you when there's a little humor involved, and a serious journalist, I don't think, could present the information in the same way that Colbert does. And the way Colbert does it really hits home with people.
Yeah, I think it's just like kind of like the spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, perhaps. But that said, I don't watch these shows on a regular basis, so I can't be a fully informed critic. But
well, my response to the observation that a lot of people are getting their information from late night comedy shows like that is as Lisa said, it's interesting to watch what a comedian can do with this stuff, because there's a lot of opportunities for pointing out it's a certain kind of corruption, actually, that goes on in political campaigning, and how it's so based on who has the most money and who's got the best image and all this kind of stuff, as opposed to what it probably really ought to be based on, which is how, these people intend to lead the, country in the case of the presidential election and even in local elections, how people are going to, influence the future of the communities they're campaigning in, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of become a beauty pageant rather than an election of political candidates.
Yep, absolutely. And another thing that the article about the internet gaining the most is where people get their information about the campaign goes, is I think it just, all the media here on this little diagram we're looking at, all the different media that people use are being used more as we get closer and closer to the election. So it's kind of like all along it was sort of a horse race, and now it's coming down to the wire and so forth, and everybody's kind of getting primed and
yeah, well, it's election day now. I mean, it is, we're at the finish line here.
Yeah, so here we are, and it's like who's going to be the winner and all this kind of thing. So it's not surprising to see, that all the different media are being attended to more for information about the elections and so on. So
well, you mentioned the horse race. What do you each of you think of that? I feel like as we got later and later in the campaign, we heard more and more about who's leading. And none of the votes had been counted yet.
Yeah.
So it seemed to me we could still be focusing more on issues rather than, as you said, Mike, the horse race.
Well, yeah, that's true. I think we could be focusing on it. But I also feel like I read something somewhere, probably, I guess if I had to say where I think I saw it, was probably on Yahoo. And it said, it was an article that said most people, whoever they are, most people have pretty much decided who they're going to vote for now at this point. And this was like 2 weeks ago, you know. And so maybe it's all we really need to see is the numbers about who's, you know, ahead in the race to the White House and all that kind of thing. So
I fear that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, though.
Yeah.
People start thinking, well, this candidate, they say this candidate is leading, and I want to vote for the winner, so I'm going to vote for this person instead of making a decision based on things that might impact your life.
Uh-huh. I think the strategy is a lot easier to report on and than digging into campaign finance and contributors and qualifications of the candidates to lead. That it's harder to report, and you have this huge news cycle to fill. So the strategy becomes the focus, the strategy, the horse race, the campaign instead of the election itself and the people themselves.
Lisa, as you looked over this Pew Research information here, what stood out for you?
One thing I found encouraging was that as the audience gets more and more of its news online, a majority said that they turned to the websites of traditional news organizations, which I think is where you're going to get the best reporting. So even if a smaller share is getting their news from newspapers, they're turning to news. I mean, the websites of newspapers are still have audiences.
Yeah. The challenge for them has always been converting that audience into some revenue. And but I do think, and that's encouraging to see, that at least the newspapers are getting some hits, because the internet, it'd be very easy to go to websites that endorse views you already believe, and you're not really learning anything new about the candidates. You're just going along with your beliefs that you already hold. Mike, for you, is there something that stood out here?
Well, I guess the thing that stood out for me, there were several things, but one I'd like to mention is that, according to the Pew figures here, the 1% of the people get their news from YouTube videos, which is kind of a bizarre place to get news and information about your political candidates and whatnot. And I'm thinking, I wonder what these people are actually watching on YouTube, you know, that they're calling news of any kind, you know. And I've given assignments in class to watch the news, and students come back writing about what they saw on YouTube, and I'm going, am I missing something here or what? But
well, so, have you asked them for links so you can see what it is that they're watching?
I have in a couple of cases, and I have to say I haven't really followed them up very much. But, you know, it's just interesting to see people going to YouTube of all the possible places to go to get information, you know, to get their information about this kind of stuff, so...
All right. I just want to plug our election night coverage here on Tri-States Public Radio. We'll be getting underway in just a couple hours at 7 o'clock with a local analysis as well as reports from NPR and Illinois Public Radio. We're out of time for Shop Talk for today, but our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.